Anglican leaders have concluded a 6-day meeting in Tanzania with a statement that aims to promote reconciliation between the conservative and liberal wings of the worldwide communion. The lengthy communique contains a series of practical provisions to overcome the crisis that erupted following the 2003 consecration of an openly homosexual bishop in the United States. Philippa Hitchin has more.
It was the refusal of a small number of conservative Anglican bishops to take communion with the head of the Episcopal Church in the United States that sparked media reports of the communion on the verge of a schism. Yet the concluding statement from the meeting in Dar es Salaam sets out three key proposals, which its authors hope will go a long way towards ending the bitter divisions between those who supported the consecration of New Hampshire Bishop Gene Robinson and those who believe his ordination put the Episcopal Church at odds with traditional Anglican beliefs. First, it calls on the Episcopal Church to provide further clarification that there will be no ordinations of openly gay bishops or development of local diocesan liturgies for homosexual blessings. Second, the communique calls for a robust scheme of pastoral oversight to provide special care for Episcopalians who do not share the views of their bishops. And third, the statement urges an end to interference by Anglican leaders from other countries who have offered to embrace disenchanted Americans within their more traditional jurisdictions. Anglican theologian and former member of the Anglican Roman Catholic Dialogue in the United States, Father Bill Franklin, sees the Tanzania meeting as a very positive step forward.
My sense is that both sides have tried to enter into the debate in a much more humble fashion than at the beginning of this crisis in 2003. And it's also important to say that the cohesion of the communion has also been strongly supported by the Holy See. The recent meeting of the Pope with Archbishop Rowan Williams was another meeting which encouraged the spirit of dialogue and openness and cohesion. So all of these developments led to this atmosphere in Africa when parties worked hard to try to keep the communion together.
The Africa meeting also affirmed the commitment of all Anglican provinces to a process of listening to the experiences of homosexual Christians for study by the whole communion. And it made significant progress towards the drawing up of a covenant to which all 38 Anglican provinces could adhere, thus providing a more formal framework to prevent such crises from happening again. I'm Philippa Hitchin.